The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo, brought to you by Balance of Nature, helping your body heal itself.
This week, it's going to get bad.
Well, we've never had a threat like this, and the coordinated response has been, there are a number of adjectives to describe it. Impressive, I think, is one of them.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning, 9:05. Great to have you with us. This is these 50,000 watts. Out of New York, on AM970TheAnswer.com, we stream all around the country, all around the world, too. We have an opening right here for you to call, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. You can speak with Dr. Edward Jachowski, fitness expert, author of 7 books, celebrity trainer, motivational speaker, kind enough to join us here, because if you're feeling cramped up and you're feeling quarantined too much to the max, you could chat with myself or Dr. Edward. He's kind enough to join us. Hey, Dr. Jachowski, welcome to the show. So great of you to join us, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Great to be here. Hope everyone's doing well today. It's a great Monday. Time to get moving and get going, right?
See, Edward, right there, man. Right, you're positive. That's all I ask. I say the same thing. And help me out here before we get into, the issues of the day, sir. Just to get out, just talking to our weather guy, Joe Lundberg. My gosh, he does like 200-mile bike rides, you know? Now, that's excessive, but God bless him. The fact is, like, I got out the other day, and it was kind of nice, and I said, let me just go out for a 3.5-5-mile bike ride. And I'm going to tell you, it changes your whole mindset. I say that to folks who feel cooped up, just a walk is good, right, doctor?
Absolutely. The rule is, when you feel like taking a nap, that's code for, you know what? My body is asleep. When you think about it, what have we done all day, Joe? We haven't done anything. Unless we're working a construction job, which hardly anyone is today, what did you do physically? Nothing. So that's kind of a sign that's saying, hey, Bob, Susan, your body's sleeping. Your mind is active. Your mind is being challenged. Now you got to challenge your body.
Oh, it's so funny. So if you do get tired, it's like the less you do, the less your body wants to do. Is that right, doctor?
It shuts down, number one. And number two, you're tired because you're not moving. Now, there's a difference, especially now with what's going on. From a health perspective, not only do we want to work out, but we want to do aerobic exercise. So you're correct in getting out for that bike ride, because that aerobic exercise is what not just gets you in a better mood. Those endorphins are going. But more importantly, isn't it funny when we exercise right after, nothing bothers us? You ever notice that?
Yeah, I do. I hate to say it. If people think
it's great. It's like the best medicine in the world.
Is it the endorphins? I mean, chemically, your mind kicks off endorphins, and that's the quote-unquote high that you get, correct?
It's not just a high. It's the fact that it relaxes you, because when you get angry, when you get anxious, that's telling you, you know what? I need to move. It's like a child, and especially with children today, everyone is so cooped up. And the children are on their electronics. Look, I have 2 young kids, 6 and 13. I give them their computer time, but every day, if it's not raining, we are outside. We're fortunate we can get outside. We're doing exercises. We're doing things to promote fitness. But more importantly, they're so much happier when they get back inside. And by the way, sleeping, it helps you sleep so much better.
So
without... there's a lot of benefits out there to fitness. We know the benefits of fitness. What we don't know is how to fit it into our lifestyle, Joe. That's the secret.
Yeah, it's a good point. Doc, I got to ask you. I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999 for Dr. Edward Joukowsky, kind enough to join us this morning. Yes, please give us a call, but I don't mean to hog the time because I'm like a gym rat. I'm like a fitness guy, you know. And
I
started
can't
working.
Wait to get back to retro, right? You miss it?
You know what? It's true, man. We got another one, too. With a shout out to my business partner, Stacy, who does such a great job. Those retro fitnesses are great. And we got one in Flemington, New Jersey. Now we're going to go to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And I understand you actually refer your clients to Retro Fitness from time to time. A little plug there, if I may.
Well, yes, Exude Fitness. We're very unique in that because everyone that comes to us or we come to them, yeah, they already belong to a health club. So people are coming to us for a specific body type routines. We own the world's only patent, as you know, on how to work out based on your body type. So we want people to stay where they can be consistent with fitness, number one. What we want to do is educate them what to do so that when they go there, they're not just out there lifting a weight. They're warming up. They're stretching before they lift their weight. They're making sure they're doing their core exercise. They're making sure that they have their flexibility. And fitness holds, as you know, many components. It's not just about going to the gym and lifting a weight or doing a class. It's a combination of things so that you maximize the three benefits to fitness, which are health, fitness, and Joe, as you know, aesthetics.
Yeah, that's so true. Dr. Edward Joukowsky, let me go to John, kind enough to call in. John, do you have a question for the good doctor?
Hey, good morning. My question more or less is, what are your thoughts about the prevalence data that's coming out between, in Santa Clara, California, in New York City, that the prevalence of COVID-19 is a lot more than we even know. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's a medical doctor. Yes, doctor,
well,
please.
Well, that's okay. I can answer that question because I'm so up to things. If you want me to answer it, Joe, it's your show. You tell me what to do.
No, you're the best. Edward, please, be my guest. I love it. Go ahead. What are you thinking? Because that's a good question, actually.
Well, here's what we know about this virus. We don't know how and when it's transferred other than the fact that if we breathe in or we are exposed, some people are going to get this and carry it. Some people are going to get it and fight it off in a few days. And some people are going to get sick. Referring to exercise, this is critical. This they do know. I don't think a lot of people know this, Joe. This is actually a good lead-in.
Yeah.
40% of the people that are young that are getting this with no health risk factors, they do have risk factors. They're obese. Interesting, right?
Right, because you don't want to say that,
right.
But that's a big underlying problem, correct?
But six times the rate chance you have of getting really sick if you are obese and not aerobically fit. Now, I know for doing this for years, so do you, with your gym and retro and everything, you've been active your whole life, that not just being obese, it's not about being obese, it's about being fit. Hey, if you're overweight and you're fit and you're eating healthy, that's the best that you could do. There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't sit around. Everyone has already gained an average of 15 pounds. You know, that freshman 15 when your daughter or son goes away to college?
Yeah.
That's what's happening because people are depressed. They're suppressed. They don't feel like moving. They don't want to feel good. So what you need to do is organize yourself and say, okay, these are the time I'm going to be working or looking for work during the day. This is when I'm going to do my personal stuff. And this is the time slot that I'm going to exercise and get that 45 minutes and an hour in. What we teach people to do is, all right, if you have a half hour, what is the best thing to do in that half hour to maximize your time, to put yourself in the strongest position mentally and physically, and to move forward? Because life is difficult. We have two choices. We can lie down and die, or we can move forward. Let's move forward.
That's it. Well, but now we're calling it the quarantine 15. The quarantine 15, where you do maybe due to stress eating. But you know what, doctor? We're talking with Dr. Edward Joukowsky. And if you want to call 877-970-2999, for folks who don't do this regularly, what's the best thing that they could do physically if they're not into the workout like you and I are?
Sir? Get a stationary bike for home, because a recumbent bike, which is a bike that supports your back and knees. Most people that don't act, remember, only 10%, Joe, this is going to freak you out, only 10% of the population in the United States is active and fit. Oh, out of that 10%, only 10% do a full body workout 3 days a week. We're more active, but we're not more fit, and we're substituting activity and fitness. They're not the same. Fitness has three components. It's nutrition, how active we are, and how fit we are. So if you don't have the ability right now, because you're in an apartment or you're in an environment that doesn't allow you outside, you have to exercise a little bit more because you're not as active.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what we try to do? Like, I know Debbie Duhame, our traffic gal, a dear friend, you know, we're like gym rats, man. And I know when I tell you that, you're like a gym rat. So, and even at home, if I can't get to the gym and I can't get down to the retro, it's push-ups. As simple as that, right? So push-ups. Just grab some push-ups.
And it doesn't matter if you can't do any. Get on your knees and start with the elementary style. Build up. People don't understand. Yeah, you know, everyone wants the A. You know this, Joe. Everyone wants the A in fitness, but no one wants to go A, B, C, D. That's why they never get to the Z. They never get to their goal because they're not consistent. And that's the most important message, is doesn't matter what you're doing. One thing leads to the next. So if you want to start out by walking, fine. Then the next day, walk and then do 5 push-ups. Then the next day, walk and stretch your hamstrings. As long as you're moving forward, it's like your career or anything that you're doing. You plant the seeds, and you never know when the tree is going to blossom and give you that fruit. But if you take care of it, one day you're going to have a great yield.
Yeah, exude fitness. This is great. Personalized fitness programs, training by body type. That's actually brilliant, Doc. I'm telling you. How did you come up with that concept?
I took notes, empirical notes, over the years of women and men, specifically women coming to us that were complaining. Hey, Edward, what's going on? I eat well. I'm exercising 5 days a week. Why are my thighs the size of an NFL running back? And I'm like, I didn't really think of it in the beginning, but then I started to see a pattern, and then I went to the library. Actually, when you could go to the library, remember those days when you had to look something up?
Yeah.
I wanted to know, why was a marathon runner more slight, and why was a bodybuilder more heavy set, not as far as weight, but more muscular? And it was right there. And we started to experiment with different programs. Then we did a study. Then we applied for a patent, and we were awarded the world's only program based on patents. And then we did a medical study with LSU and Pennington Medical Research Center.
Wow.
So this has been a 25-year process, and then through my writing, and then through our clients. So I got a little lucky, but I caught on to something, and then I stuck with it.
Yeah, no, Dr. Edward Jakowski, where can we find you online, Dr. Edward? If someone's at home and they want to do something at home, and rather than getting, you know, they're going to see all these products online, what to get.
Well, we don't sell, that's a great thing, we don't sell any products. We sell services and education. We're a content company, exude.com, EXUDE.com. Oh, cool. We have a program that we do around the world where we do in-home fitness, through Skype or Zoom. It's called Exude Global Fitness.
Cool.
We want to educate people. We want people to maximize their exercise time despite any constraint, bad back, bad knee.
Yeah.
They don't have motivation, and carry it over to their everyday life. Not every day, but when they can do it, maximize your time. That's what it's about.
You're like the new Jack LaLanne, man. I mean, you know, I mean, is that okay to say that? Jack, how about those guys that
started? Hey, listen, we have a television show coming up every day. We have our own network. We've been moving and grooving, and we're at a point where we want to educate the 90% of the world that's sedentary out there. Not the 10%, the 90% that's not moving, Joe.
Yeah. Dr. Edward, before we let you go, sir, so tell us, you're a celebrity trainer, and it's just you and me, man. So, not to break confidences, but can you give some names of the folks that you're training?
I personally, my company does and see these people. I will meet with people and design lifestyle programs. But I think you might know a name that we've worked in the past who did very well on our program, Tina Fey.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. This is great. So did they come to you? And Tina's great. She's in great shape, which is great.
Tina came to us when she was with, of course, as you know, Saturday Night Live, because we had a facility at that time that was two blocks from her, and she did very well. In fact, I remember when she was a client, she was on the David Letterman show, and David goes, "Wow, Tina, you look great." And Tina goes, "That's because I'm working out for my body type, Dave."
She said that. yeah. She's brilliant.
Very cute. And you know what? We are not the type of company that deals with Hollywood only. Look, we are a company that teaches everyone from all walks of life to children. It doesn't matter who you are. We have affordable programs. But more importantly, you're not married to us for life. Once we teach you the program, you're able to become your own trainer. That's what's really nice about our program.
This is great. You got to check out exude.com. This is great with Edward Jakowski, Dr. Edward Jakowski. Before we get, what are you doing with the Miss Universe? You helped Miss Universe keep her title. That's a great story, huh?
Yeah, it's a great story. The first year that President Trump had bought the pageant, he had asked us if we could take over a situation. And we did. I did that voluntarily. There was no money exchange, Joe. And that's the thing that people don't know about this story. It was a worldwide phenomenon. And everyone involved was very positive. We got her to keep the weight off, not just for remaining Miss Universe, but also later on in life. She was able to pose for Playboy. Yeah. She became kind of a television celebrity person. And more importantly, she has kept it off for all this time, over 20 years. Isn't that great?
That's spectacular. It's so good. It could change your whole mindset. When I tell, you know, I started working out. I know we got a break, guys, but I could talk to you, Edward, for like ever. It's like, you know, it's all about, it's psychological and diet too. When you go and you know, you eat people, everybody busts my chops because they just give me the grilled chicken. You know, when I met Stallone, I said, "Sly, you look ripped, man." I said, "What are you eating?" He goes, fish and rice, you know, but I got what he meant, you know, little carbohydrates, little. And I got that from Arnold as well. And now if you and you're listening to Joe and Dr. Jakowski, you go to exude.com. This is brilliant. This is brilliant because you don't have to feel intimidated, Edward. This is great.
That's the other thing. And you know this, having been a franchise owner there at Retro. When people come in, the most important thing is to make people feel comfortable. It doesn't matter where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
When people are showing up at your health club, they're not showing up for a hot dog. They're showing up to feel better, look better. And that's the other thing.
That's great.
Why can't we look and feel our best today? We are putting everyone down that wants to exude. That's why I named the company Exude. Exude confidence. And exercise is great. And here's one final tip. Yes. Exercise motivates us to eat better, but dieting does not motivate us to work out.
Yeah, I love it. Well said. Dr. Edward Jakowski, exude.com. You know what? You could change lives, sir, and we appreciate it. Edward, do it really greatly. You got to come back, man, and then hopefully I'll get to see you,
pleasure.
In the city. Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Edward. Keep the great fight. This is great.
You do a great job every day for the community and also the country.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, man. Thank you, Edward. Thank you so much. Dr. Edward Jakowski is a fitness expert, author of 7 books, celebrity trainer. If you go to exude.com, and I'm telling you, what Edward's talking about is so on the money. Just a little something, and it'll change your whole mental outlook, you know? And and forgive me for hogging the time with this great guy, but that's my wheelhouse, Debbie, as well. Pandemic 2020 has been sponsored by Balance of Nature, helping your body help itself. Edward's speaking right to us, Deb, you know, it's that kind of just get out, just do a little something, right?
Mm-hmm,
Exude.com. Got to check that out.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference even going for a walk each day, you know, it just makes you feel
simple
so great.
That. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. I love that. He's doing it to your body type. I love that.
I know.
Think, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. It's great.
Deb's checking traffic for you. 924 with Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. And we got Jeremiah Crowley. Another great inspirational story. Jeremiah will join us. Dean Spinato came up with a new hand sanitizer. A local business. Talk to me, Debbie. Now that's my wheelhouse, girl.
This is your hour, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now on the Northern State westbound. Joe, you're slowing down right in toward Round Swamp Road. It's an accident there. The right lane is blocked. They're just cleaning up an accident on Old Country Road by the Wantagh over in Hicksville. Now, if you're going to be taking a ride to the Hutch southbound, getting into Pelham Parkway, they're filling up some potholes over there, so definitely be careful there. Eastbound BQE, we're still seeing some volume getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Queens Midtown Tunnel, some ongoing construction. Grand Central Parkway East at Kew Gardens, construction continuing in that area. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. Over on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up past the Sprain, that's some ongoing construction. And the Sawmill south at Palmer Road into Yonkers, a car flipped over. Left lane is blocked. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio telling you to build up your immune system. That's what you really want to do in these times. I'm not giving you a clinical study cure, but to build up your immune system. And talking with Edward Jakowski, he would understand this. And again, we're just telling you because we love you. We love you. We care about you. It's a crazy time. Never before in history, at least in 100 years, have we experienced what we're going through. So if there's a way that you could take care of yourself, whether you go and you work out, or you go for a walk, or you try to eat the right foods, and you know you can't because of this schedule that we have, you're better off, I think, taking Balance of Nature. And I'm telling you why. Because if you have sniffles, right, if you've got allergies, okay, your mental clarity, if you feel kind of not quite yourself, you take Balance of Nature because it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And that's all it is, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And when I sat down with Dr. Howard, I love talking to these doctors, I'm telling you something. If I did not have the cancer all those years ago, the thyroid cancer, thank God they gave me the cure rate, I keep telling you. But still, if they didn't give me the C word, you got cancer, what? I wouldn't even think about this stuff. But I worry about working out. What am I going to eat? And if I don't eat right, I take Balance of Nature. Because indeed, it is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's exactly what it is. That's all it is. As natural as I'm telling you, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, whole foods, 100% whole foods, plants and vegetables. And you could take a daily dose, and it's like taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. You will never have that. And then this from the Howards. This is what's great, too. They give you 35% off on your new preferred order of a Balance of Nature and free shipping. So now is the morning. If you're feeling at the end of your rope, I'm going to tell you, try Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-246-8751. It's all natural. It's the one thing I could take on an empty stomach, and it doesn't even upset my stomach. And it's the best thing for you. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form, building up your immune system. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The coronavirus pandemic has caused a lot of chaos lately, but something good that's come from it all is that Americans are waking up to the fact that we make too many things overseas, and are reliant on China and other nations for the products that we need most. Enough is enough. Authentically American is a veteran-owned, patriotic, made-in-USA apparel company. They produce the highest quality apparel you can find, and it's all American-made. While other companies are waiting for their supplies to come in from Asia, Authentically American is still going strong, putting our neighbors to work every day. They also give 10% of every purchase to charities that support our veterans and their families. Use code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Don't spend one more dime on products made overseas. If every American spent an extra $3.33 on U.S.-made goods, it would create almost 10,000 new jobs in this country. Shop at authenticallyamerican.us, promo code AM970 to get 10% off your entire purchase. Promo code AM970. Where is yours made?
Take AM970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Jersey Joe on the radio. You know, we've heard so many great stories of heroes in your community, local teachers, police officers, firefighters, sanitation workers, healthcare workers, and a whole bunch of others. So we'd like to hear from you. You know, what we'd like for you to do is call us, leave us a message, okay? And let us know about someone who you've seen during this crisis who has gone above and beyond to help during this time of crisis. And we may profile them on this show with Frank and Alan, Debbie and Piscopo right here live on the radio. So leave our producer a voicemail today, would you please? You can call Frankie, all right? 816-8-Morano, just like that, 816-8-Morano. And if you have a place for him to live, that would be nice, too, because it's
that's not necessary. Thank you.
Okay.
Come live. Local heroes only who've gone above and beyond.
There you go. All right. And we're working on a Piscopo number, but we'll get that to you. But right now, Frankie's kind enough to give us his number, 816-8-Morano. So we wanted to ask an educator, musician, guitar instructor, putting his talents to use during this crisis. This guy can play the guitar. He's on the genius level of the way he plays a guitar. And I wanted to welcome him to the show, Jeremiah Crowley, who we've worked with many, many times. Jeremiah, how great it is to have you on the program, my friend.
Joe, what an honor to be here. And by the way, I do have a spare cot in my basement for Frank should that move happen.
Thank you. At the wages I make, thanks to your dad, it's all I can afford, actually.
Oh,
I'm just kidding, Jerry. Just kidding.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'll tell you, we've had so much fun playing at Lorenzo's, playing in the Bronx. Remember we did the Bronx Man outside?
Wow.
That was something with Michael and you helping and mentoring my Michael on the guitar. We appreciate
what
that.
I'll tell you, every one of the events has been just a fantastic musical experience for me and a true honor, Joe. I mean, you are a constant entertainer. Oh. And I was just looking at pictures the other day of the Bronx gig. I really enjoyed
that. Was great.
Enjoyed that. Yeah.
Outside, man. And I know firsthand what a talented musician you are, but tell us before we get into what you're doing, with the extraordinary work you're doing during these crazy times, what you do during ordinary times, Jeremiah.
Sure. Joe, I'm a 20-year music educator in the state of Connecticut. I'm a full-time high school guitar teacher. And over the last 10 years, I've developed a program called GuitarNowOnline.com, and it's a comprehensive soup-to-nuts guitar curriculum, video curriculum, hundreds and hundreds of videos, step-by-step, of me from very beginner to very advanced. And these videos are organized into learning maps for students, and it's built for educators. It actually was built for myself and my students, but also as a tool for other educators. And so there, when I say soup to nuts, there's a grade book, there's a recording component for educator assessment, there's teacher training manuals, video manuals. And so I've got the program in schools, and I also work the program in my own school. It's a new way of teaching, and before this horrible pandemic, this was really on the forefront of educators' minds. How can we teach students? For instance, why would students wait to learn if I didn't show up to school one day if I was sick? Or if they were sick, if they were home, they don't have to stop learning. The instruction never stops. With our technology today, It's not necessary to stop instruction. And so this was before the pandemic. But this is what I do all day long, is create these videos, enhance the program.
Yeah, and, God bless you, man. But look at what you're doing. So you're actually giving folks free continuing music education then.
Well, so what happened? So, you know, I am a full-time teacher, but this is also it's mixed in with guitarnowonline.com, and that is a product that other schools do, you know, purchase. Okay, awesome. Before the pandemic, but of course, once this happened. You know, the two words we hear are distance learning, and teachers are around the world, but certainly in our country, are desperate for resources now to educate their students at home. And of course, this was an opportunity of reflection for me when this happened to see what I could do to help. And so I've offered the program for free to all educators across the country.
Wow. Man.
To all students, and it's been unbelievable. The hundreds of students are online learning each day, and of course that's gratis to all educators and students. So that's what we're doing now, Joe.
This is great. You're actually giving schools your online guitar teaching course.
That's right, soup to nuts. So they don't miss a beat. They don't miss a beat with music instruction. I'm supporting educators. I'm on the phone all day with educators, giving them, you know, quick professional development on my curriculum and kind of sending them out to work with their students and monitoring from home.
God bless you for doing that. How can people, because you're right, it's tough. My kids are on the Chromebook and it's tough. Right. You know, this distance learning is very, very tough for the student. Yet the teachers are stepping up and it's not easy for them either. How can people get in touch with you, Jeremiah?
Thanks, Joe. It's really easy. You know, they can email me at JC, that's C for Crowley, of course, JC at guitarnowonline.com. And I'd be happy to offer the program to any district, of course, countrywide, but New York is my home state. And of course, I would be honored to have the program in New York as well.
This is great, man. Jeremiah Crowley. Yes, he's the son of our boss, Jerry Crowley, but it's great that, you know, it's all in the family. And God bless you for what you're doing, because you're stepping up. Everybody could just take off, and you're not. You're offering this. JC at guitaronline.com, offering
guitar now
school.
Online. Sorry. Guitar Now Online.
What is it called? Go ahead. Give it to me again so we got it straight.
I'm so sorry. JC at guitarnowonline.com.
Got it, man. And that goes out to schools everywhere. Jeremiah, man, I'll tell you, you know, you don't need to be doing this. God bless you for doing this, and we appreciate you stepping up, especially with all the kids doing nothing, with all the schools closed. We appreciate it. And listen, we're going to be out there sooner than later, my brother.
I look forward to it. And, Joe, you know, we're all doing what we can, like you, and I'm really inspired by everything I'm hearing on the radio with your program. And it was an honor to be a small part of what you're doing here. Thank you.
We'll see you soon, Jeremiah. God bless you and all the very, very best. Thank you for what you're doing. This is great. JC at guitarnowonline.com. This is great. You get a whole program for your school. And listen, this is a little reminder. We want to hear from you. You can leave us a message. Let us know about a person or business that has gone above and beyond. And the number for today is 816-8 Morano, Morano. And you know what? We may profile whoever you like, or whoever is helping your community right here on the air. Speaking of great stories, and that's what I always like to talk about, inspirational stories. I'm so tired of hearing the negativity. That's why great to hear from Jeremiah. Now we're going to, next, after Al does the news, we're going to talk to Dean Spinato. Started a local business, and he's got an EPA-approved disinfectant, hand sanitizer, started a whole company, and it's local. And at this time, it's a very inspiring story from Dean Spinato. Right now, let's go to Big Al. He has the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 939. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Dow was up about 0.5% in early trading, up 155 points. The market opening just under 10 minutes ago. The owners of a Jersey Shore motel say they will return deposits and will not open at all for the summer because of safety concerns. Bill and Kathy Crane tell NJ.com even though they were booked and bought new carpeting for their Sandpiper Motel in North Wildwood, they say the coronavirus would be a problem. They say they have people visiting from all over New York and Canada and would not risk profit over health. Governor Cuomo says he's signing an executive order so 5,000 independent pharmacies in New York State can now serve as collection sites for COVID-19 testing. While some of these stores are part of larger chains that were already part of the testing system, this mandate now expands the number of places that were not initially permitted to offer this service. Governor Cuomo says New York State currently performs about 20,000 tests per day. He'd like to increase that number to 40,000. In sports, Georgia linebacker Tate Crowder is this year's Mr. Irrelevant. That honor goes to the final pick of the NFL draft each year. The Giants just happened to have that pick on Saturday, the 255th overall selection. Crowder, teammates at UGA with first-round pick Andrew Thomas. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a ride, see what's happening on the Bronx River Parkway northbound, getting up toward the Sprain. Everything is closed with some ongoing construction there. Also, as you head to 84 westbound out by exit 10, some ongoing construction getting out toward Newtown over in Connecticut. The Cross County eastbound right at the Hutch, it's a collision there to deal with. And traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the Hutch as you head southbound, getting down toward Pelham Parkway. Some pothole repair just being wrapped up. Queens Midtown Tunnel, some construction getting into town as well. And taking a ride to the Garden State Parkway, some exiting volume at 116 into the PNC Bank Art Center for the coronavirus testing site over there. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. And it looks like over on the Palisades Parkway, southbound exit 18 into Central Valley, a collision there as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey are committed to doing whatever it takes for youth, families, and communities. Kids need us now more than ever, and clubs have responded with innovative programs to meet their needs. But we need your help. When clubs reopen, they'll need to help kids get back on track to overcome learning loss and restore a sense of safety. Clubs will play a role in rebuilding communities and preparing youth for future success. Please support the Boys and Girls Club's COVID-19 Relief Fund by going to bgcnj.org/relief.
Are you tired of all the garbage that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with your family and watch something that affirms our American values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, starring Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Go to nosafespaces.com to stream the number one political documentary of 2019. Free speech is under attack now more than ever. Politicians on the left are threatening to permanently shut down churches and synagogues. And we can't even open a debate about when we return to work. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces, the movie that the hard left does not want you to see. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Send the message to Hollywood that you support movies that support your values. Go to nosafespaces.com today. Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Empire State Bank. You know, we talked to Empire State Bank as soon as all of this government money started coming in. And don't you know, they were the first to step up. They were the first that we've heard to step up and give loans out. I love that. And I know from working with Phil Guarneri and Jeannie and Tom and Esmeralda and the great team over at Empire State Bank, they are your hometown banking choice. You know, at a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by those large impersonal corporate banks, you want to be at Empire State Bank. Empire State Bank, part of your community, not just a branch located in your community, you know. They're there for all your business and personal needs, from business and personal checking, savings to online banking, mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, right? Conducting your business, and you know what? Keeping you safe. Locations are on Staten Island, Brooklyn, Lower Hudson Valley, but you can go to esbna.com. You got to check out Empire State Bank, please. esbna.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's a Joe on the radio. I love great stories, you know, and that are local. Yeah, and I always tell you that, you know, and it's part of what we're about, you know. Yeah, we go around the country, and everybody's listening around the country. God bless you for that on AM970TheAnswer.com. But we're live and local out of the city, you know, the epicenter of this ridiculous virus. So the great stories we welcome. And one story is from a kid. He's a younger guy named Dean Spinato. He's a co-founder and president of Anti-3 Protect, who has developed an EPA-approved disinfectant sought by consumers and businesses. Hey, Dean, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, Joe. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
You know what? This is a great story. I mean, I've known you. I know you're an entrepreneur, you know, like this. But tell us about this disinfectant and what is Anti-3?
Anti-3 Protect series. So give you a quick background. 2014, a friend of mine came to us that was a wrestling coach, and a lot of kids were getting ringworm, MRSA, and staph infection.
Yeah.
It was just getting worse. It was getting worse and worse. So him and I partnered up in 2015, and we created Anti-3 Protect Series. And it's the ultimate protection against a wide spectrum of viruses, including coronavirus, MRSA, influenza A, SARS, and norovirus. And it's 100% guaranteed EPA approved and manufactured here in the U.S.
When are you going to send me some, man? Come on. You know I'm a germaphobe.
Tomorrow.
You know that.
Dean,
you got to do it. Hey, it's made in America, too. You made sure that it was kept. God bless you for that, Dean. What do you make in Long Island, if I may ask?
Pennsylvania and Jersey. And our manufacturing is also in Long Island.
We love it. We love it. Approved by the EPA, you know. And can consumers buy this directly or just businesses?
Well,
go ahead, please.
Yeah, so no. So while we've been operating for several years, you know, we made a decision several weeks ago because of the coronavirus pandemic and the growing consumer and business demand for quality disinfectant products, you know, to expand Anti-3 Series and begin selling direct to the consumer from our website at anti3protectseries.com, right from our U.S. facility to their doorstep. We had no choice. We had to help out people.
Yeah, God bless. Even now I hear that the New York Islanders are using this Anti-3.
Yes. We have a bunch of sports teams, schools, colleges, facilities, UFC. I love kickboxing. We're the official cleaning product. You know, Joe, as your listeners know, now more than ever, and people and businesses start to return to a new form of normal and reopening up for the consumers, all of us need to remain vigilant and prevent and protect against the spread of the coronavirus. And part of that is using a proven, safe, effective disinfectant like Anti-3, which is an EPA-approved, and it's been used by the health leagues, this franchises like the New York Islanders, and more. People need to be aware of it.
You got to send us some at the station, man. I mean, I'm being facetious, really.
Absolutely.
But I use it all the time, and I was ahead of the game on this, man. We've known each other for a while. You know what a germaphobe I am. Now you come up with Anti-3 Protect. Hey, listen, so it's used by UFC gyms as well, you're telling me?
Yeah, no, we were the official cleaning product for the UFC Institute in Vegas. It's a disinfectant spray. It's not like Purell. This is used, like, right now. And truthfully, all the shopping stores, they're wiping down the shopping carts. They should be spraying it down, not dipping it back into a bucket. They should be spraying it down.
Thank you.
Doorknobs. You don't know how many people are touching the doors, the people that are going to work, and the countertops. You have to spray and disinfect and use an EPA product. It's not green anymore. It's not going to kill the bacteria and the viruses that are causing these issues.
So, listen, this is great that we're talking with Dean Spinato, co-founder, president of Anti-3 Protect. We're going to tell you how you can get there. But I got to tell you, what Dean just said is so important. And you know me, the germaphobe. I've been talking about it for years on the radio now. I see people wipe down this, wipe down that. Eric, they're using their bare hands. They're wiping down. And then they take from the part that they wipe off the doorknob. Then they go with the same rag. They wipe down the counter. You can't do that. This is great if you do. I'm all about spraying it. So you're telling me with this Anti-3, it's a disinfectant spray. You got to send some over, man. And we should make you
sent out today.
And this is great, and I love it. And God bless you. Where can we find some? Come on, you convinced us, Dean. Where can we find some, brother?
Anti-3protectseries.com. We're sending everybody to the website. We're doing free shipping. We're doing whatever we can to help out the public.
This is great in the middle of it, Dean. I'll tell you, this is a great story. We love good stories, man, and we love Eric, your brother. We love you, and we appreciate it. come back anytime, and we'll be looking for this again. What's the website again, Dean?
It's Anti-3ProtectSeries.com.
Anti-3ProtectSeries.com. Thanks for doing this, Dean. This is great. Thanks for coming on the show, my brother.
Please be safe and be healthy. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless. Stay safe, my friend. Thank you so much. I love it. We'll have to put that down. Disinfectant spray. You know I'm in. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock. Hey, Deb, talk me into it, right?
Of course. Perfect. Perfect. He's going to send it to you tomorrow. This is great.
I know the Spinato brothers are great. And they asked, Joe, we got this spray disinfectant. Would you? I didn't want to hear what it was. Yes. What do we need? Come on, let's get on the show.
Yes,
just send me a disinfectant spray. I love this. Anti-3 Protect. I love it. I'm so in. Debbie,
great.
How are we doing traffic-wise?
Awesome. Let's see what's happening for our essential workers out here on the roads, Joe. First of all, if you're going to be taking a ride to the Bronx River Parkway north up by the Sprain, everything is closed with construction getting up through Yonkers. You're going to be detoured around that. Now, 17 eastbound, still heavy through Harriman, through that construction zone, getting down toward the thruway. And we're seeing some slowdowns this morning on 84 West exit 10 into Newtown with left lane construction getting out through Connecticut. Now, over at the GWB, the lower level, getting into town, some construction going on until about 3:30 this afternoon. We'll keep our eyes on that for you. Also, taking a ride to the Cross County eastbound right at the Hutch. We're getting reports of an accident there. Also, the Queens Midtown Tunnel. That's construction heading into town as well. And taking a ride to the Sawmill south of Palmer Road into Yonkers, an overturned vehicle just cleared away. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know most vitamin supplements do not come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the label are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic. They're made in a laboratory. For example, lycopene comes from genetically modified yeast. Vitamin D, irradiated lanolin. CoQ10 is chemically extracted from tobacco or genetically modified bacteria. Modern science is able to synthetically imitate the chemicals of nutrients used in your body. This cheap, unnatural chemistry may look good under a microscope, but the body is not fooled. It knows the difference and craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. Look for nutritional supplements made with whole food and consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, it's the little things that you notice. I'm just a little more energetic. I sleep better. I don't wake up as groggy. When I get up, I'm up. It doesn't take me, you know, half hour to get out of bed anymore. I started taking it just to be a little more proactive. You know, I'm in my 40s and just want to make sure that I'm doing anything I can to help me out. And I swear, since I've been taking this, I haven't been sick with the cold. People around me in my office are coughing and getting sick. They always say you never get sick. So I can't say that, oh, it's changed my life or it's cured this or that. But it's like, again, these little things.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I'm confined to my home, spending time with my family. And one thing we enjoy right now is watching uplifting movies that affirm our faith. But what's there to watch? Well, I have the answer. Introducing Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, a documentary that explores convincing evidence that the biblical account of the Exodus is true. Investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney journeyed to Egypt, Israel, and throughout the world to search for answers to one very important question. Did the stories like Exodus, as written in the Bible, really happen? And the results of his investigation are monumental. Right now, you can watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus at home. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com. And immediately following the movie, a panel moderated by Gretchen Carlson and featuring Dennis Prager and Graham Lotz and me, yours truly, will provide further insight and commentary on the film. Watch Patterns of Evidence, The Exodus, and others in the series. Go to patternsofevidence.com. That's patternsofevidence.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Cloudy, breezy, quite chilly today with occasional rain showers into this evening. Our high just 49. Some clearing later tonight, breezy and cold, low 42. Tomorrow, a partly sunny day with a much milder afternoon, high 65. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, increasingly windy and cooler, perhaps a bit of rain or drizzle, the high 56. AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Sister, this came out when 1984.
On this day in 1984, this song debuted. So I got to see these guys. I got to see these guys a couple years ago. They did the 30th anniversary of Stay Hungry. And let me tell you something. First off, D is shredded. I mean, he looks fantastic. And it was probably the last time I got to see AJ Pirro, who passed away, the drummer. A few months later, he had a massive heart attack, ended up dying. So
Wow. Thank you for that. Let me go to Judy. We got a break, but Judy wanted to get you on the air. Always appreciate you checking in. How you doing, my dear? And a good morning to you.
Hey, Joe. The show is so great, and the Dean guy sounds great with Anti-3. I want to tell you something. Yesterday, I got in something, and the title was Laughter and Inspiration is the Best Medicine, you know? And I got, like, 20 jokes, and I called my friend. We were laughing to tears coming out of our eyes. And you know something, Joe? I want to tell you something. And by the way, I don't say jokes for a living because, basically, I'm pretty good at killing them and plants as well. But, Joe, I got to share a few jokes with you because, you know what? I want to share with you and your audience. Laughter is so important. You ready?
Well, you know what? I'm looking at the clock, and I'm going to have to cut you off, Judy.
Real fast.
Okay.
Real fast.
Go ahead.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
I don't want to alarm anyone, but apparently there comes a point when you can't fit into your pajamas either. You know, like you're sitting around the house.
Right. That's it. Okay. That's it.
I can't.
Was there a punchline?
That's the whole point. She said she kills jokes and plants. She killed it.
That was the punchline. You know who I blame? I don't blame Judy. I blame Al because there was no rim shot. And that was a joke that really
it wasn't even worthy of a rim shot.
Judy, call back tomorrow with some jokes just for Al. You know what? It's Al's birthday tomorrow. We want jokes. We want everybody to irritate Al.
All the people who don't like me.
And all Al's
tomorrow.
Favorite callers.
Right.
And Dr. Anthony.
E. Frank. All of them. Call in.
John Vito.
Can't wait.
I'll put every single one on tomorrow for Al's birthday.
That lady that
tomorrow.
Doesn't like Robert Goulet.
Frank, thank you. Al, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Go out and make it the best day ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
42 degrees at 9:59. I haven't had a stroke yet. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Some beach towns on the Jersey Shore are loosening restrictions on social distancing. The North Wildwood Bike Path and Seawall Trail have reopened. In addition, the public beaches across from Wildwood will be open to surfers and to anyone who wants to walk, jog, or fish. Businesses on the boardwalk can now serve takeout. Officials warning social distancing must be maintained. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be a grandfather. The former California governor's daughter, Catherine, and her husband, actor Chris Pratt, are expecting their first baby together. Two got married last June after about a year of dating. Pratt has a 7-year-old son with his first wife. This will be Catherine's first child. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street on hopes the global economy will start to reopen after the coronavirus pandemic. Investors also anticipating a wave of earning reports this week. At the opening bell, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 are all up about 0.5% in early trading. Boston Beer is finding a use for millions of dollars worth of expired brews that are being returned by retailers. The makers of Sam Adams is distilling the returned beer into ethanol that can be blended into gasoline. The company has actually done this with expired beer for decades, but the volume is much greater these days because of coronavirus. Beer sales have been steady on the retail level, but brewers are losing big dollars from the lack of restaurant and bar sales. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands. Stay inside. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.